That was too long a wait.
Go,
19 seconds
go.
And two. Go. How are you?
Go.
I like your hair. You look very cool. Your hair looks nice. It's very curly.
Are you taking the piss?
No, it's very
curly. Are you taking the piss?
No. Gosh, you're so aggressive.
Well, you never compliment anything.
I compliment so many things. You're just so...
You do it. I feel like I look like Scary Spice. You know, back in the 90s when she used to crimp her hair.
Scary Spice?
Out of bit, Spice Girls.
Yeah, I don't think you know Scary Spice.
All right, well, anyway.
But isn't
yeah,
she
thank
black?
You very much. Yeah, she's black.
You're not black.
I know I'm not black. I've just made my hair look like
Your hair looks like Scary Spice. I think Scary Spice hair was bigger than yours.
I'm not trying to identify as anything else. Please don't start that freaking, what's it called when you open a chest?
Pandora's box.
That's it, yeah. We'll keep that one shut. But yeah, thank you.
Lock that open.
Yeah.
So today, what are we going to talk about today?
Today we're going to talk about, this one, I hope people will... something else, you're going to be annoyed at me, but I want to talk about something else as well. But WhatsApp versus emails, like communications to clients, because it'd be interesting to see what other people do and how they work it. But like based on, obviously, like what we spoke about last week about going back to basics and going back to what works and trialing, like doing different things, I wanted to just show that to people and make, like, cause it might help other people. Like,
and what's the other thing you wanted to say? Because you said you want to add someone else in as well.
I'll do that at the end.
Okay, then, if you remember. That's one of those.
Yeah.
This is such a normal podcast thing. People go, I'll come back to that thing at the end in the episode. They never go back to it because they've gone
I will. I remember, I promise.
Okay.
So, yeah. So WhatsApp. So, obviously, like we spoke about last week about, like, when I started taking on staff and the business started to grow, I obviously... up until that point, ran everything through WhatsApp and very, very little emails, like very little, like, am I boring you? Do you want to look any less interested in what I'm saying?
How can you see what I look like?
You've literally just rolled your eyes and looked the other way.
I literally looked at my wrist because it was got a magnet that's sticking to the side of the thing. Gosh,
I can see you and everyone else can see you as well. So please, will you look as if you're actually attentive to what's
going on?
There
you go. Should we do it like that for now then? There you go. I'm very attentive.
No. Turn it either way. It's my show.
Smiling. Look.
Move me back. There. Right, that's fair.
Move me back now.
So when I started, obviously, with the staff and getting bigger and wanting to expand, everyone was like, you can't be running everything through WhatsApp. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And it is, I'm not denying that. It is ridiculous, right? So obviously for the past, probably say the last 6 months solid, I've been like, the only way we're doing it is through email, right? Everyone's getting emailed. But like when I'm doing type, right? So just like to more context to it. So I've really struggled with that. Really struggled because the type of person I am, I want to get things done there and then. So if something comes in, I'm like, I'll just pick up the phone and ring them, or I'll just WhatsApp them. And because I think I'm not a big email person, like emails irritate me. I'm not an emailer. That I naturally am like sort of fighting against it. Mm-hmm. Whereas I know a lot of people who run the businesses very successfully through email. So I'm like, well, it should be working for me. So I'm going to just stick it out. It's a transition. So I've been really trying for about 6 months to do it. Put my feet up because my feet are in. And then,
I hope that I'm not boring you, am I, with your feet?
No, I'm just getting relaxed.
Okay, fine.
And honestly, I've went back to, obviously, with this target thing, I'm doing everything. I've said, right, I'm going to sod all that, forget it. Everything I've just said for the past 6 months, forget. So bearing in mind that I've had Millie actually making sure, like if I mention the word WhatsApp or phone call, she's been like, we need to email. Like, it's being that level of strict.
Yeah, like really trying to put it into the process.
Yeah, to like completely stop doing it so that realistically, if I'm not here, the business still runs because everyone can see everything that's happening. Whereas when I'm WhatsApping or phone calling, there's a lot more space for errors and people to be missed because you search someone's name, there's no thread, there's no history. It's just where have we spoke to this person.
Yeah.
Because I'm a psychopath, it works because I remember everything. So I was like, right, when I started this target, I said, right, come on, I need a list now of everyone who's not responding to emails. Like, give me it. Within 4 days, I literally, 75% of that list was covered. Because one, you've got people who just go, oh, I keep, like, and this isn't everyone, but in my opinion, I find that an email is one of those things that you're like, oh, I'll do that later. No, like, it's a bit more like formal.
I'm with you on it. Well, I'm exactly the same. So I run my business through WhatsApp, and I'm exactly the same. Is that if you email me, it's really weird because I use email in the morning to like use a to-do list and reminders. But if a client emails me or someone emails me, I'll get back to that. And my email even says I'll respond in 48 hours because I'm like, oh, I won't respond straight away, but I'll respond in 48. And I tell you what, I don't think I ever respond in 48 hours. I probably respond at the end of the week. I'm like, oh, but I didn't answer that. Bollocks, I didn't forgot to mention that person back.
Yeah, it's
but
like,
if you send me a WhatsApp, I'll respond to you in probably 4 hours. Man, like, and normally I'll respond to you if it lands on my work phone and I'm free, I'll respond to you there and then.
Yeah.
Like,
there
and last and longest would be if it's a super busy day, maybe 6-7 hours, but nearly always within an hour and a half. And it's kind of like, I'm with you on that, but it's very hard to scale it.
Do you think it's that? It's because, like, I've been trying to figure it out over the last couple of weeks. It's because, like, it's an instant communication thing. So, like, you know they can see you're online. They know
that's
you
why
know
I do
you
it.
Can see it. It's there. And because you're using, I think because you're using WhatsApp in day-to-day life as well, my little OCD is if I've got chats on red, my head goes through, I don't like it. You know, like, if I log on WhatsApp and it says it's 13 chats, I'm like, Jesus, look on me, because my emails aren't there in front of me all the time. I don't know. I just
dissociate. I also won't open. I won't open a WhatsApp message unless I can respond. So yeah, if you send me a message and I'll see it's you, I have it as like it doesn't give me the small readout. Like I'll get back to it. But my rule to me is if you get two double ticks, I have to respond.
Yeah.
That's my own personal, and probably exactly the same. And that's why I won't read it until, because there's nothing worse than someone getting two blue ticks and then they don't respond.
Do not blue tick me. That's
And it's not intentional, I'm sure, for many people, but it is one of those rules that I set to myself. And it sounds, me and you are very similar in this way. And this also comes, because I know you're prone to this, which is minus from like ADHD, is that if I get distracted onto something else, I need to know I've dealt with that problem.
Yeah.
And that, but you can't do that with email, because I think email is, you're very right. Plus, you get email, you end up with yours. You'll have all the providers slipping into there. You'll have everything going in.
Yeah, there's a lot, but it's like, I mean, in terms of like, forget me as the person who's working. I mean, as a customer, if someone emailed me, yeah, I wouldn't look at it. If someone rang me, I'm a ring or WhatsApp me person.
Oh,
you want me, ring me. You
someone
need me,
messaged
WhatsApp
me. I do a sports massage every other week, and the guy that he does all the appointments by text, by WhatsApp, but it's like, and literally like you'll do the thing and then he'll WhatsApp you about 3 or 4 hours afterwards saying, can you pay? Because I'm a sucker for remembering to pay as well. I'm terrible. I'm you know, like, when we all hate that, isn't it? When you're like, can you pay? Because you're really good at this, you know, and you'll pay you and you're like, yep. And you'll come straight off. And it's the same thing. You're very good at it. If I do something, you do it straight away. I'm terrible. I'll forget. But because he sends me that message, I pay it straight away because I'm like, oh yeah, of course. I prefer people using WhatsApp. I would or text. I don't mind text either, but I prefer WhatsApp because I do think, and you've just shown it, if you've got like 70 odd of them already come through, 70 odd 3% of the list is already signed. I think it's a real human thing. I think emails is very, how many people actually use their emails? Well, they're just the junk mail now coming through the.
It's definitely in terms of like professional. It's more professional, shall we say? So it's like more official, I think, rather than WhatsApp. I think WhatsApp can be seen as like more of a social thing, but in reality, like in terms of getting back to a client, it's a lot quicker. You can forward documents a lot quicker. Everything's there on one chat. You can scroll up and down. You can swipe to something you said previously and remind them of it. Like it's a lot easier to function, and from a client's point of view, it's a lot more client friendly, like user friendly WhatsApp, I think, than emails.
Yeah, I agree.
But then you do have that percentage of people who prefer emails. I do have them. Like I'll have clients who say, like, I'll say, do you want me to email or WhatsApp you? And they're like, oh, I prefer you to email me, because then I know I need to do it because I'll leave it unread. Like everyone's different. And obviously, ideally you play it with all of them. like, I want to make sure all of my clients are happy with it. But I genuinely believe, in terms of, you want to get business through, you want to get clients confirmed, you want to be able to get on your clients as quickly as possible, WhatsApp is 100%, in my opinion, for me, leagues above, better than using emails.
Do you use WhatsApp? Because I can't stand voice notes. However, I know, you know, because you sent me one literally before this call, but like, I can't stand voice notes. However, on that, I'm a big fan of it in your line of work and like for mortgage brokers and stuff, because there are certain things that just cannot be explained when you're writing it. Whereas like when you can voice note it, I love that for a client where you go, okay, or like things like, look, you don't need to worry about that. What that means is just this, this, and this. But
I do that all the time. All my clients must literally think I'm off my head, because even if I've only spoken to them once, I'm like, hiya, you know, this is, and I'll just explain it, because it's that thing again where, like, insurance jargon, the terminology that's used is so unuser-friendly, like so unuser-friendly, that when you explain it, it's the same with content. You explain critical illness cover the way it's written, no one's going to buy that. No one's buying it because it doesn't make any sense. You explain critical illness cover as a person, as a relatable product, you're going to get people who want to buy it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing with when you're taking... I think when it's emailed, I think it's less relatable. I think it's less personal in terms of like being able to connect with your client and be able to build a relationship with them. It's like, people listening to this might roll their eyes at it, but me personally, I believe that when you WhatsApping, you build a better rapport with a client than you do when it's email, and they feel more relaxed, more comfortable, you know, like it's just better.
WhatsApping was when I was a broker, I used WhatsApp as my, like, this sounds so silly, but it was my way of protecting myself from a complaint. Because back then, not many people did WhatsApp. Obviously, people did normally, but not in clients. It's quite a long time ago now. But it was a way of positioning yourself as more friendly with the person. It was less professional and more social in nature, which meant that it was really interesting, because you could have these conversations with them that you wouldn't be able to have. And it did stop me from getting complaints, because it allowed me to explain stuff in a more, like, a better way, but also chase things up. So if they were like, the solicitors were like, I could be like, I'd do WhatsApp groups with them. So like the husband, the wife, or anyone who's
done it. I've done that recently, you know, and it worked really well.
It's so good. It's so good. Like, I used to all the time, I'd send them houses.
With husband and wife.
Yeah. You send them houses. Like, I used to do things like send them houses, send them the documents. And then what you can do is like, can you get an update from me from your solicitor? And so I'm asking them, can you do it for me? And they'll be like, yeah, sure. It was so much better. I love that. I think that you're very on something. As you said, it just isn't scalable. But then it goes back to what we've been saying with you at the moment is, are you trying to be the best that you can be, or the best business? And if you want to be the best you can be, WhatsApp is by far the way forward. You're just more efficient.
Yeah, it's a more efficient, but it is a pain in the ass, because obviously you've got to let admin and everyone know. So it's like people who are working in the background of it who aren't facing the customer. So like, I'm doing all the customer facing things and I'm doing the execution in terms of all the prep that's being done. But then when you've got a client who's rearranged or is going to get back to you on a quote or never picked up, you know, it's keeping consistent with the clear communication of, or on that, like on our recording sheet of like keeping a chase on the clients. All right, that client never got back to me there. It is repetitive and it is annoying in terms of making sure everyone else around you is on it, because the way you've got to think is you're basically doing twice as much work in reality. Because if I didn't use WhatsApp and I just used email, everyone could look at everything once. Everything would be on the spreadsheet and up to date. But because I'm saying, no, I'm sorry, this doesn't work anywhere near as efficiently as this, then I've got to take on the chin that, right, okay, well, then it's your responsibility to keep everyone up to date. But I'm happy to do that when it means that I'm getting more people protected quicker. Like, if there's been, say, 20 clients on this list that hadn't got back to us after 3 emails, and 90% of the people who I spoke to, so out with the 70 that I got covered, 90% of them, bless you, answer when I rang them was, oh my God, I'm so sorry, Cara, I've been mean to get back to your emails.
Yeah.
Like, really nice, really lovely. Just, I need to get sorted. Please, can I do it now? And it's like, oh my God, like these have been sat there for like 6 weeks being chased.
How many people are just like, yeah, there, it's mad. So what's your other thing then?
Oh, this will be my parting words.
I was hoping that you were going to forget then. I was like, please.
No,
forget.
I want to know what people think. Because I've had a couple of messages, you know, of people saying that they want to come on the show and be interviewed on the show. So like, to like sort of, not like we're going about like inside insurance. Like I've had people who are like, oh, can I come on and please explain pensions? Or can I come on please and explain private medical or mortgages? You know, like have a bit of a cameo.
Yeah, cameo. Guest speaker.
Like this one for this week. But I didn't know what people would think about that. I don't know why I feel about it, if I'm being totally honest, because I've done the whole podcasting and I know you do a podcast, but what do you think?
It's interesting. I mean, I'd love to hear what other people think. It's calling out. I think I know a lot of people watch this and don't say anything or do anything, as in they don't comment.
Yeah, they don't.
So loads
I get
of people
loads
watch.
Of what people messaging me.
Yes, and so do I. I get loads of people who are like, I love that show, I love that show. And I'm like, well, then can you please comment on it? Instead of just go, hi, Carla, I'm from... Normally go, hi, it's me from India. And I'm like, okay, how is that relevant to what we do? But it's really up to you. I think it's I think it'd be interesting. The only thing I would say is that it'd be really cool to have some people on. It's Carla's show. They'd have to work around our schedule in regards to our recording times when we do it. But the other thing I think that's quite important is whether or not you don't want it, and it's asking all of you here, I think, whether or not it doesn't want to be like a sales pitch fest, because I think that's the
I know.
That's the bit. You know, if you truly thought you could bring value, then I think it's up to you.
I'd want it if we did do it, say we did, I don't know, maybe one every couple of weeks or something. It'd be something that was more like – myth-busting client-facer type thing. You know, like a pension. What is not, this is what I do and this is how I can help you. Just, this is a pension. This is when you need it. This is why. Like, because there is a lot of people who aren't in this industry. I can't believe it, you know. Like, that's why I try not to do too much insurance stuff, because the amount of people who message me and be like, I love your show, and I look at the profile and I'm like, why do you like this show? Like, it's got...
Well, because you're a business owner, because this is the thing, you're a business owner running, because I've just set up a new show myself.
Here we go. Is this your plug now?
No
sales pitch.
I don't need to plug. I don't need to plug my show. You're a walking, talking advertisement for me. Don't worry about that. This is just one big testimonial of a year long. So it's fine. Like, I'm just sat here like me. See, look, I'm the guy that did this thing here. I've started one because of that, because of the amount of people that listen to my show that are not mortgage brokers. And I'm like, oh, gosh, I probably should do stuff that's not just about mortgages. Yeah. So you'll probably be, shocked. It'd be interesting. I think it's up to you. It's your call, as well as fitting them around. You know, we have our times, we record it every week. So if they can, they've got to be able to come to that. But I think...
Oh, they don't want to be one-off.
Yeah, of course, weekly.
Don't want two of my little helpers in the corner doing this.
Oh, we can have up to 10, I think.
No, I don't want that. Just one now and again. But anyway, parting words are, let me know if you think that we should have cameo roles now and again.
I think it'd be cool. All right, there we go.